Hello, I'm Kate Richards of True Entrepreneur, and welcome to the audio version of the ebook, Your Complete Authority Branding Strategy, The What, The Why, and The How. Would you like more clients from direct referrals? Would you like more opportunities to share your knowledge with other people's audiences? Would you like to be widely known as the go-to person for a specific problem? Would you like opportunities to collaborate with people you respect and admire? All of this can happen by design. It starts with a strategy. And the strategy that delivers all of the above, plus a thriving business, is authority branding. Authority has power. It attracts attention, accelerates trust, overcomes obstacles, and inspires action. It's the ultimate win-win. So why authority branding could be the strategy for you? When your audience perceive you to have more authority, that is, as a legitimate advisor, teacher, or guide, the better they will listen, learn, and implement to get excellent outcomes. So building your authority sets up a cycle of success for your clients. Who wants to be an authority? Well, pretty much everyone, because being seen as the go-to authority can transform your business in the following ways. You'll go from overlooked to in demand, from fuzzy and forgettable to clear and memorable, from spinning wheels to momentum, from unknown to pre-qualified clients, from competing to lifting others. Authority branding underpins organic growth because others will refer ideal clients to you, short-circuiting effortful marketing. Not just more pre-qualified clients, you will get exposure, opportunities and invitations. Are you ready for that? So why does it work? We humans have an authority bias subconsciously operating. This results in the advice of an authority having a higher perceived value, which means, among other benefits, you'll be able to charge higher prices for access to your particular brand of genius. Exciting, yes, and achievable. Every single entrepreneur you see out there was right where you are today. They all started with very little in the way of credibility or followers. They had to step into it. Now, the shocking honesty. And as a marketer, it's painful not to claim, here is your easy and fast magic pill, and you will make $1 squillion next week. There are no overnight sensations. It takes effort, patience, time, connections, and generosity. It will seem like a lot of effort goes unrewarded, so for most of us, it involves frustration at times. There will be a number of wrong turns and plenty of iterations. You'll also need real assistance from others, so nurturing relationships is key. That said, an authority branding strategy can bear fruit quickly, particularly once we identify the under-leveraged assets that you likely already have. This strategy offers two great opportunities for know-how entrepreneurs. It puts you in a lane all your own, and it gives you milestones to work towards. An analogy I love is laying out train tracks, and I'm going to give credit for that metaphor to one of my mentors, James Ramco. You have determined your right destination. So that could be making a great living packaging, selling and teaching your know-how to improve the lives of others, so you know where it is that you want to go. You have your right strategy, in this case, following the principles of authority branding. So now what you need to do is lay out your tracks and stations and pursue those goals with focused effort and determination. No second guessing, no roundabouts. The opposite to going off the rails is obviously staying on the rails and taking the easier ride. And this strategy gives you those rails. Each accomplishment or station on the authority ladder will feel like real progress, and you can lay your tracks to the next goal or station. Now, at times you will feel despair and feel you've started too late, or you're too far behind, or there's too much competition, or there's no space for you. Or you will doubt that you have anything new to say or that there is anyone left to teach. And those things will be true if you let them stop you or you keep procrastinating. A favourite aphorism: the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. You want to and you can make a living from your know-how. You can start right where you are and build your authority. you can stand out in a cluttered space. Success is not a goal, it's an outcome of good strategy and discipline applied to practices that move the dial every single day. Authority branding as a strategy gives you those practices. So does that sound good? Are you ready to roll up your sleeves and get to work? So this ebook is about authority branding, and we're going to start with positioning and make sure your brand is healthy and ready to support your authority platform. It will demonstrate the do not pass go, do not collect $200 criticality of clarity and specificity with a crash course in positioning. We'll ask if you are ready to be an authority and what to do if you're not there yet. We'll look at the sources of legitimacy. We'll examine the attributes of personal authority. We'll audit what you already have in your kit bag and that can be leveraged for greater authority. And bonus, we have a quiz to help. We'll show you examples of authority signifiers used by leading authorities on their websites, and we'll give you 6 approaches for building authority so you can choose your own adventure and play from strength. The strategy works from whatever starting point you're at. If you're an aspiring authority, as yet unknown and starting from scratch, a rising authority, getting some traction and ready to leverage your assets, or you're amplifying your authority, you're already well known and heading rapidly to the stars. There is still always some more stops that you can add to your train tracks. The 6 approaches that we're going to cover later in the ebook are be it, number 1, borrow it, number 2, broadcast it, number 3, bond it, number 4, brazen it, number 5, or buy it, number 6. So first things first, why use a branding strategy? Attention is and will continue to be our scarcest resource. We've mentioned that becoming perceived as a go-to authority is a successful and achievable business strategy. Plus, we know great branding gets noticed and authority persuades. So this strategy is a fast track via the subconscious mind to respect and trust. Plus, bonus, it's a signifier of quality. This post goes deep into authority branding, but as it's a branding strategy, it's designed to be deployed with a strongly built magnetizing brand, which means we must address the fundamentals of branding first, because without the branding side of the equation nailed, your efforts to build authority are going to be wasted. First, some context and definitions. Your brand is the sum total of how someone perceives you. That includes who they think you are, what they think you do, how well they think you do it, whether you are for them, and whether you can solve a problem or fulfill a desire. Branding is the process of deliberately shaping that perception to effectively position you and create a connection. So branding is essentially about 2 things, positioning and connection. If positioning is new for you, here is the most important thing to grasp. Positioning takes place in the mind of prospects. The concept was developed in the 1970s by advertising executives Al Rees and Jack Trout, and their message has never wavered and is in fact more relevant than ever. Positioning is perception management. We can't assume that the message we send is the one received. So our not-so-simple job is to send our message so clearly and remarkably that we stake our claim in the minds with the efficiency of a javelin. Keyword, stake. So clarity and specificity are absolute requirements. For an authority branding strategy to work, you must be top of mind for referral by anyone in your network when they come across someone with the problem that you can solve. So we must nail your positioning. Let's understand the scale of the task. Imagine your mind as a single gate in a fortress wall. Your gate is constantly under siege from foe and some friends, both invited and uninvited. Stimulus, people, new information, complex tasks and decisions, all clamoring for your poor, bombarded mind's attention, and often simultaneously. Your ancient reptilian brain, henceforth known as the lizard, is Paranoia City, The lizard's primal reaction to anything new is probable threat. It would be happy turning away everything new at the gate, and it actually does this. The lizard filters out huge volumes of unwanted information at an unconscious level. The lizard is purely reactive. So what makes us open our attention gate? Here are three. Immediate danger, shock or fear. Messages from trusted sources, especially loved ones, or answers to our questions, that is, invited information. So if you do manage to register with the lizard, then the limbic system, the mammalian brain, enters the fray. This is where visual information, pattern recognition, and your emotional responses emanate. So your mind is sifting and your emotions respond before you've had a single thought. Aside, this is the power of design and visuals. Symbols and colour register prior to words or audio digital information. Only now does the neocortex, the part responsible for language, logic and thinking, start its work. Neuroscience contends the limbic brain, the visual, emotional, non-thinking, decides, and the rational brain, the neocortex, rubber stamps. Why does this diversion into brain science align with an authority branding strategy? Because the strategy works powerfully with the human mind. It's our positioning that arrests the reptilian brain. It's connection that activates the visual sense and emotions in the mammalian brain, and legitimacy and authority are endorsed by the neocortex with its love of tick boxes. Our minds are struggling with the quantum increase in complexity, detail and distraction. Minds crave simplicity, so when we meet, my mind will allocate you a slot. From there on, all we know about you gets looped through that first slot or position. So your action, ruthlessly hone your message. To summarize, positioning is clear, specific, attention-grabbing. It's often expressed by your magic words, which let your audience know that you get them immediately. If there is one thing to get right in your business, it is these. In fact, I love helping entrepreneurs to find theirs. These are some of the questions that they answer. Who you are and who you help. What you are known for helping with the problem. What happens then? The starting from this, finishing with this. Why they should trust you. Why they should choose you. And why you care. As mentioned, crafting these sentences is vital. Once you have magic words, you deploy them everywhere in virtually every piece of communication, from your homepage, your long and short bio, what you say when you're asked about what you do, what you want others to say about you when they refer you. It can be challenging, but putting in a one-time effort to craft a few well-written sentences will do so much heavy lifting for you. If you are struggling with clarity or specificity, I invite you to work with me. Twice a week, I run an on-demand webinar that will step you through a creative process to generate a bunch of ideas. Choose those that spark, nail your positioning, and find your magic words. It takes around an hour, and it's getting rave reviews. You can jump onto the next webinar at www.trueentrepreneur.com/magic-words/. Just a little tip, whether you're crafting some text for your about page, writing an author bio for a guest post, or introducing yourself at the start of a podcast interview, make sure you have a consistent way to talk about yourself. The more places where you're described in the same way, the more strongly positioned you'll be. All right, so hopefully now we've nailed your positioning. The next goal of branding activity is connection. So now we're going to be talking about building connection with ideal clients. If you're playing a long game, business is about relationships. Building a model where creating value for clients is central to everything you do. The most effective ways to grease the wheels of connection are insightful communication, likability, sincerity, and appealing to emotion. Your tone will be yours alone. Some might combine insightful communication with empathy, some with vulnerability. Insight might also underpin a humorous tone, as all great stand-ups do. Or you can rattle some cages, but if you want to increase your ability to connect, use insight as your starting point. Likeability, sincerity, and appealing to emotion can be achieved by purposefully infusing your brand with humanness, what I call a personable brand. Infusing your real self into your brand gives you the opportunity to demonstrate empathy. You can create warmth and resonance, or be an audacious, sweary and funny, or inspire others with your vision, passion and purpose. Because people bond with people. Insight, understanding and empathy are connection amplifiers. In all your communication, on your platform and on social, meet people right where they are, in all their beautiful mess, and demonstrate that you have a true understanding of their challenges and that you can see over the horizon for them. Remember though, connection is easy to damage with judgment or dogma. Never assume someone is stupid. They are much more likely to be lost, confused, tired or overwhelmed. This stuff is hard for everyone. That newbie in your Facebook group could easily outshine you in 2 years' time. Be wary of putting yourself above your audience and make it a practice to treat everybody with equal respect. Make a rule for yourself that you mentally apply before you hit post. I follow the always be kind, everybody is fighting a battle you know nothing about rule, unless brutal truth has been requested from me. Storytelling. Stories are a great bridge. Personable brands have one huge advantage over big brands. We can use storytelling to accelerate connection. The reason that storytelling is so powerful is that stories are an ancient precognitive form of communication. Myth lives in the limbic system, where some believe our collective unconscious lives, hence the universality of reaction to a powerful story. Stories activate our emotional response and allow us to connect on a human level. Well managed and genuine, they can create a container for vulnerable sharing. Okay, so hopefully now you understand both positioning and connection. Have you nailed them? Well, if you haven't, you might have missed some of your brand foundations. I invite you to my short training called The One Page Brand. It is a free download. Well, it's free for now anyway. So you need to go to trueentrepreneur.com/the-one-page-brand/. So what is authority branding? Authority is perceived legitimacy to enforce rules, provide a diagnosis, teach, give advice, or state an opinion. Who do we listen to? Who do we learn from? Who can challenge our minds or influence our actions? We are more likely to open our minds to new data when we perceive a teacher or advisor as having legitimacy and credibility. Authority accelerates trust and respect. So how do we decide who to trust and why? We were all born knowing nothing about the world. We were raised by parents and taught by adults who asked for, from most of us, obedience and respect. Humans are shaped to understand hierarchy and read pecking order. From school age, we can perceive who has authority. Authority has signals, such as uniforms, titles, weapons, and it has a demeanour, like confidence or swagger. Authority is actually a bit masculine, but women can shape it to suit themselves. At some point in childhood, we learn doctors went to school for 6 years, which gives doctors authority to diagnose our health problems and give us a cure. This early conditioning creates an unconscious regard towards perceived authority. The authority bias persists throughout our lives, meaning we are hardwired to accept the opinion of someone who is seen as an authority. So we listen to the teacher, or our scout leader, or the person with the microphone. Our lizard brain confers authority to the person we see on the TV news, or standing on stage, the person we hear on the radio, or read about in the paper. Can we as business owners leverage the authority bias to accelerate trust and commitment? Yes, we can. We are eager to attribute authority to authors. We sense that in understanding a topic deeply enough to create a book is enough for our lizard brain to say, this person is an authority. But we are pretty weird beings. Authority bias goes further. Bizarrely, even somebody who has played a doctor or a president on a TV show can have authority because of the strength of the authority bias. So are you ready to be an authority? Here's a quote that I love. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. Arthur Ashe. Okay, so here's the truth. You are never going to feel ready. There will never be a day that you have the breezy confidence that you envy in others. There will never be a day that you know everything. You don't need anyone's blessing to step up and be an authority. In fact, others may recognize and nurture it in you well before you claim it for yourself. Confidence comes from doing, and especially from stretching, from taking on projects that you weren't quite ready for and pulling it off, or perhaps not pulling it off and learning the hard way. Here is my one question authority test. Do you have evidence that by following your guidance, your clients have experienced positive outcomes? If the answer is yes, you are ready to build on your authority. Isn't our ultimate goal to be useful? We all get joy from enriching the lives of clients so they get results that transform their businesses and their lives. Remember that win-win success cycle? The greater esteem you are held in, the more your clients will listen, learn and implement. It follows that building your perceived authority sets up a cycle of success for you and your clients, the same people you care so deeply about helping. Authority is not about manipulation and slick sales tactics. It is about giving people a true reckoning of your know-how, your experience, and your ability to help them solve their problems and improve their lives. So, on the days you struggle with self-doubt and low confidence, believe in this: the outcomes your clients experience. That is the reason you put in all the effort that you do. That is what gives you a giant dose of fulfillment. If you are like me, witnessing transformation is your big why, your inspiration, and that underpins the self-belief that you need to step into your authority. The rest will come with more results. Confidence is like a bank. Deposit there now by writing a list of the times that you've felt really stretched and you've made it through, or even triumphed. Collect your war stories. You've shown a lot of fortitude to get where you are today, and that will serve you well. I have mine in a tough days folder with thank you notes, testimonials, and positive comments. A great person once said, "Doubt is the great thief of dreams." I've certainly found this to be true. That said, let's acknowledge that the voice of doubt has a job, which it generally does with much enthusiasm. Doubt works hard to keep us comfortable and safe. It prevents us exposing ourselves to risk or harm. And so the voice of doubt inevitably says, "Who are you to be doing this?" Well, who are you to turn your back on the people who are waiting for your help? Who are you to hide somewhere safe when people's lives will be transformed with what you know? It's unlikely you're a narcissist, and quite likely that you have no desire to be perceived as one. I acknowledge that you have to stretch, stretch, and there will be some discomfort. You'll probably have to push yourself. But you've done that before. You can do this. You can do it your way. You won't turn into an off-putting braggart overnight. In fact, you can be humble and highly credible. The word authority, like its edgier cousin expert, is intimidating, particularly if we're in the early stages of positioning. It requires us to raise our head above the parapet, get into the arena, and put skin in the game. It means taking a position and having an opinion. A discerning, well-argued, fair and balanced opinion is good, but an opinion nonetheless. You are becoming a teacher, an advisor, a leader, which means people will listen to you and actually act on your advice, with presumably positive consequences. So you must believe in what you know, what you've learned or taught yourself, and the lived experience you've had. You've made a huge investment in time, energy, and usually money in acquiring your know-how. And because you can't unknow, you can't visit your before knowledge mind, you can't see that what comes easily or naturally to you is not simple for everyone, or that what you know is anything but common knowledge. Every single thing you know how to do, you had to learn. Everything was hard before it was easy. There are hundreds, perhaps thousands of things you've learnt about your field that others want and need to know. Most people are at the early stages of a trip you've taken years ago. Your obvious is their breakthrough. Believe it. I've included here a great article about imposter syndrome. It afflicts so many people as they step into their power. Don't let doubt stop you creating the life you want, a life that creates a positive ripple effect on the lives of others.